Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Hello, my Brit Lachey fam. Thank you for joining me on this audio adventure today. I would like to also remind everyone that you can call in, leave comments, suggestions, things of that nature to our number here at 615-249-8080. Or if you don't want to call in, because you could also email us, and that's going to be at brittanyspeaks@gmail.com. brittanyspeaks@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Look forward to your suggestions. Anything you want to add to the conversation, look forward to just experiencing that. And please, those who do call in, keep your messages 60 seconds or less so that I can put them in the recording. If you're getting a little long-winded, you can leave multiple messages. Just let me know that it's a continuation of your message so that I can link all of your voicemail messages together and put it into the podcast. Love you, love bugs. Y'all have a great and blessed day. Let's talk tech. Like, I am so excited that the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 is coming out. And that it's coming in different versions. There's going to be the regular Note 10, which I believe is a 6.3-inch screen, the Note 10 Plus, which is a 6.8-inch screen, and also the Note 10 Plus comes in a 5G version as well. So, but that's only coming out for Verizon exclusively at this time. I'm not so interested in the 5G. I mean, it's going to be great when it comes out. I'm hoping that it will be great when it comes out, because it's promoting faster everything. Everything works in the blink of an eye kind of speeds. My problem with 5G is that every network doesn't have it. I'm currently with Sprint, and I have a very love and hate relationship with them. But I've been grandfathered into my plan, which is the plan that I really, really like. Everything's unlimited, and my hotspot situation is amazing. But the coverage is a little bit spotty. But this is not about Sprint. This is about phones. So I can't wait to get my hands on that Samsung Galaxy Note Plus just to see exactly what it can do. I'm currently rocking the Note 8 right now. Did not do the upgrade for the Note 9, but I'm looking forward to the new S Pen functions. I like some of my friends who actually get the Galaxy Note. They don't use the stylus. I use the stylus for everything. I screenshot so many things and draw and highlight. You know what I use it for the most? Highlighting text and copying it. It is so precise on where I need to be rather than using my finger to do it. I can get it quickly with that stylus. Absolutely love using it. So I am looking forward to testing out the stylus on the Note 10. I've been watching videos of some of the, you know, most notable named YouTube reviewers of technology, and it looks a little Harry Potter-ish. Like, there's a lot of swishing up and swooping around and counterclockwise and clockwise motion. Like, I'm not sure if I'm going to use that part of the feature. I just don't want to be out here looking like I'm about to cast a spell, if you know what I'm saying. So, we'll see. We'll see. Knowing my quirky self, I'll probably end up doing it anyway. just to say, oh, I've done it. But I just can't see myself every day in the middle of nowhere swooshing and gesturing with a tiny pen. It gives me that same vibe of when everybody went to earbuds, like wireless earbuds, and you couldn't tell who the heck they were talking to on the phone. Like, you would think that they're talking to you, but they're actually on the phone. I just think it would be kind of weird until everybody caught on that you're swooshing your camera or something. That's just me. But I am looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to finding out more information about the new iPhones that are coming out. So that would be grand. I would love to get a little more information about those. But I don't think that's coming out. I don't think they're revealing that out until about, let's see, October. So I've got to wait on that. I know that some other places, some other phones are coming out. The Huawei, you know, that one that's, I believe it's made in China, and there's lots of bans on what's coming out. It's supposed to have the best camera on it. I really would like to see that one in person. Like, for real, for real. That would be great. But, you know, how that goes. When you can't get it in your country, that's kind of hard to do. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So what's your favorite phone? I know there's a whole lot of Android versus Apple out here in these streets, but I am an Android person, but I do like Apple as well. And it seems like, to me, Samsung's kind of going towards how Apple is doing, because this phone, this Note 10, does not have an earphone plug. What is that? The 3.5 millimeter earphone plug. So it now has to go through the USB-C plug where you charge the phone. I'm like, oh, the whole purpose of having that feature was that you can hear and charge at the same time. And now they've done away with that. But that seems like something that's going on for a lot of devices that I'm not here for. But I do like that this one does have a SD card. The Note 10, the plain Note 10, the 6.3 inch one, does not have a micro SD card slot. And although they do come with, start off with 256 gigabytes of storage, internal storage, and then you can go up to the 512, I still want my SD card. Like, I still need that SD card. Don't ask why. I just like to be able to take it out sometimes and put it in other things, I think. But I cherish that. I'm pretty sure they're probably going to get rid of that in the next Note 11 or 12, whatever they name the next one. But for right now, it's still there. So what phones do you all have? Which phones do you think are better right now? What are you looking forward to in the Apple conference that they come out when they start announcing new things? What are you looking forward to in the new Samsung series? I don't know if they're going to call it an S11 or if they're going to change the names. I have a feeling they're about to change the name of the new series that's going to replace the S's. Don't quote me on that. I just have a feeling that now that we're in double digits, we're going to get a name change situation. But that's just me. Let me know what you think. Middle Tennessee is growing exponentially. It's getting big, and it's a melting pot of people, and I'm grateful for that. But let's talk about these rent and mortgage prices. Like, with this growth, the price to stay here is ridiculous. Like, it's extremely ridiculous. It's starting to be like well over $1,000 for one-bedroom apartments. It started to be $1,500 to $2,000 for what used to be just a simple two, three-bedroom home. You're now having to basically find a roommate. And it's starting to get extremely hard to stay in this area without a price of living increase in wages. I am noticing that a lot of people are coming here from bigger cities. And so this is just my take on it, or what I think. I think they're like, oh, these prices are reasonable because our city's rent or mortgage was more, so we could afford it. However, there are people who are already here, and we're like, okay, we're still living in the same place, but it's now gone completely up apartment-wise. It goes up every time you renew your lease. That's just the business. But I'm just saying, for example, an apartment that I used to stay in, I got in the apartment and the rent was $575, I believe. It was either $575 or $625. I stayed there for about 7 or 8 years. And when I left, rent was $923. No advances had been, no renovations had been done to the apartment. They didn't upgrade anything. So what I came in with at the beginning of my original lease was the same thing that I left with, but the rent had gone up exponentially. I don't know what the solving is because if you're in a certain tax bracket and you make a certain amount, you don't qualify for like the assisted help or low income housing, but you don't make enough to stay in regular housing. Like, there is a middle ground that there needs to be something for, because it's either you make entirely too much for how many people are in your family, or you don't make enough to actually stay in a pretty decent area. So what are your thoughts? What do you think that we as Nashvillians could do about housing, about that middle class, that middle section of people who are just trying to make it and stay comfortably? I'm not saying lavish living. I'm just saying stay in a decent place. What do you think we could do to help those people? It's just one of those things I keep seeing in the news and keep seeing different developments being built here around the city, which are some pretty gorgeous developments. But don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with growth. It's just that wages and the cost of living, they're not equaling up. They really aren't equaling up. And before you say, oh, well, find a better paying job, that's more easier said than done. Especially if you're working and trying to find that job. I love Nashville, but I don't want to have to move. Because I can't afford to, because I could no longer afford to stay here. I don't want that to be a drastic decision that I or many others would have to face. So call in 615-249-8080. Just let me know, what are your thoughts on the growth of Nashville? And if you're coming from another city into Nashville, what are your thoughts on the housing industry here in Nashville? All right, let's talk about some football. So the season is about to start. Really, preseason has already kicked off. It's about to be, you know, football. Thursday night football, Sunday all day football. I am here for it. I am ready. Fantasy football is about to get started. I didn't do too well last year. Or, okay, let's be real. I haven't done too well in the past 2 years. But this season, this 2019-2020 season, this is my year to kick butt and take names. Now, I haven't put my roster together just yet. But I normally have a Tennessee Titan player on my roster and an Atlanta Falcons player on my roster, because those are my two teams. Other than that, I need other good players. And let's be honest, I don't know who's been traded, who's retired, who's been fired. Not the slightest clue. So I have got to do some research, especially since one of my fantasy football drafts is this weekend. So I'm definitely going to have to do some research. I'm probably going to do that on Friday. But what are your thoughts? Do you play fantasy football? Do you want... Okay. One, do you like football? That should have been the first question. My apologies. Who's your favorite team? I think there are going to be some breakout teams this season that we didn't necessarily see last season. I'm not going to put my predictions out just yet because the season just started and I want to see some more preseason games just to make sure that what I am predicting is in the right direction, per se. My goal this football season is to learn more about defense. I have one fantasy football league that makes us pick out defensive players, and I am sorry to all those who play defense. I don't know what none of those positions are, who does what, who's the best at what. So I am definitely going to have to research that a little bit more to make sure that I'm picking the right people to begin with on my team and keep up this year, because next year it's probably going to be the same way. But I am looking forward to it. Sunday, I have my TV. The boys are going to have to, I don't know what they're going to have to do. But there will be no gaming on my Sundays. There will be football and football only. Don't ask me to change the channel. It's not going to happen. So I am excited for it. Let's go Titans. This is our year. I need Marcus Mariota to be at his A game and stay injury free. I need everybody to gel like I know we can. And at some point, I'm actually going to go to the Nissan Stadium and actually see a game in person. I haven't done that yet. That would be like amazing to do. Heck, I think we play the Falcons this year. My Lord, I'll still be a Titans over the Falcons. But I think we played them this year. So if it's here in Tennessee, I should get on that game. Or if it's in Atlanta, I could go to the new stadium, because I haven't been to the new stadium yet either. So let me know who you're cheering for this season. And hopefully your team does well, unless they play the Titans, and then all bets are off. Okay, guys. Sometimes I scroll through the internet and just look at different headings and news articles and gossip and whatnot. And yesterday, I don't even know which article I was on. I don't know if it was TMZ or if it was Bossip or CNN. Who knows? I saw a thing in Japan where they are now putting adult toys in vending machines. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, okay. I have nothing against adult toys. I have a few. Absolutely love them. But I didn't know we were just displaying them out in vending machines all willy-nilly. But I am okay with that. I just don't know how would you make sure that they don't go into people who are not old enough to buy them hands? That would be my one concern. But then I'm like, it's Japan. Like, a lot of electronics come from Japan, and they have a lot of vending machines. like everything that you see in their advertisements, it's mainly advertisement, because I've never been to Japan. It's on my bucket list. I really want to go spend a good week or two there. 1 week to be really, really touristy, and then another week to just chill and enjoy the atmosphere and culture. That would be amazing. And then 1 or 2 days to be that weird tourist that just takes pictures of all the shit that's in the area. Yes, I would be that weird, annoying person. I could get all that out of my system. I think in a good whole day, I could get all that out of my system and then be normal. But back to this vending machine situation. You see a lot of stuff, clothes in vending machines, of course, food, drinks, but I'm not that surprised that they now have adult toys in vending machines. I mean, it's convenient. It really is. But I like to go to the toy shop and actually get a good look before I start purchasing. And then I also like to look at reviews, because some of these toys look amazing and then they don't vibrate correctly, or they don't fit, or they're smaller than what's advertised. So that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I just thought that was like, that's my weird my weird topic for today, because it just struck me as, this is not something you see every day. Dildos in C9 or D12, you could just pick it up at a vending machine. What are your thoughts? Hi, Brit Lachey fam. So I'm doing a new thing that's separate from Brit Lachey Speaks, but in the same time, I'll probably be speaking a little bit about it here and there. I am learning to play the electric guitar. So out of the blue, I'm like, okay, I want to learn to play the guitar. I wanted to learn to play the acoustic guitar, and I've tried a couple of times, but I also think that my neighbors probably did not care too much of my practice, practicing times and noise level. So I decided to do the electric guitar because I could plug in earphones. Literally, that's why I got the electric guitar over another acoustic guitar. But I am having so much fun trying to learn songs. There are so many songs that I want to play. I'm trying to think, what's the first song that I want to... There's a lot of Queen stuff that I want to play. But I don't think that they are absolute top right now. There are some songs that I want to play by Tracy Chapman that are acoustic that I want to give a try on the electric guitar as well. But what all kicked this off is that I've always had a love for music. It all started off in about, what grade was I in? 7th grade. I picked up the alto saxophone. Now, I was not the best player. I sounded good in a group. but I loved playing that saxophone. I played it for 3 years. 7th, 8th, and 9th grade marching band. Now, kicker is that in 9th grade, I knew how to play all the songs, but I would not march and play at the same time. Reeds cost a grip. And even the plastic reeds break easily. So, yeah, we did march and play. I just acted like I was playing and kept it moving. But, yeah, I started off with the alto saxophone. And then I moved towards, like, in college, took a keyboarding class and started playing the keyboard, which I still have the keyboard. I don't have the saxophone anymore. excuse me. And I am proficient at playing the keyboard with my right hand. The left hand is questionable. So I'll get back into relearning how to do that. And then I thought, I want to play, like, I really want to make my own band. Like, I want to make, the goal is to make my own music so that I can incorporate it into different YouTube videos, different podcasts. Like, it would be my own, and I would not be infringing on copyright laws. So that's the main goal. That and music soothes me. Like, it's a good stress reliever for me. That and bowling, but I suck at bowling. I can't say I suck at music right quick because I'm learning. So I am still in the beginning phases of it. I'm going to be documenting my music journeys and the ups and downs of learning music. I'm doing it online just right now. To see it, I have an Instagram page and a YouTube channel, but at the top of my head, I can't remember what the YouTube channel is, so I'll post it in the description. But the Instagram page to follow my musical journey is shakatoyou_music. So Shaka to You is spelled S-H-A-K-A, the number 2, the letter U, _music. And that'll follow my journey on the electric guitar. Now, I'm also in the process of obtaining an electric violin as well. So that will be something that I take up as well. And that'll be documented there too. I've always had a love for the violin. And just like with the electric guitar, I don't want to drive neighbors crazy with my practicing, so I made sure that there is some way for me to plug it in with headphones. And to round out, if you will, I'd like to also in the future, well in the future, this is no time soon, in the future I would like to get a bass. I tried playing the drums. I am not a drummer. I am not coordinated enough to drum. And the way my patience is set up, it's just easier for me to play string instruments and keyboard at this present moment. Now, we may revisit that because you got to have something to keep up the tempo. So, we'll see. But so far, I'm having a blast. And no, I cannot play a song just yet. Hopefully that'll be in the next month or so. I'm just doing scales at the present moment, and learning how to strum and get the fingering position correctly. I had to cut my nails all off on the left hand so that my nails wouldn't get in the way of hitting the frets or the strings on the frets that I needed to hit. And also memorizing which line is what, because it's a little bit different than when I played the keyboard or saxophone. I mean, reading the music is the same, but getting the finger structure correctly is completely different. But like I said, follow me. Tips from those of you who are professionals. I am accepting tips. Easier ways to do things. I am accepting it all. If you know some easy songs, emphasis on easy songs that I should try out, I am not afraid of trying out any genres. I like all kinds of music. I just want to keep the difficulty down right now so that I can actually learn some songs that could be recognizable or at least sound good when I play them. So that could feature them on the YouTube channel. So, you know, let me know, write in, or call, and let me know what your suggestions are, some of the first songs that I should try to tackle out here. All right, let's see what's going on this weekend as far as movies are concerned. So, on August 16th, Friday, we'll have Frenemies, the new Angry Birds 2 movie is coming out. I thought the first one was pretty cute, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing this particular one. It's going to be an animated movie, adventure comedy, and family friendly. It is rated PG,
about 96 minutes, so it's on the short end as far as movies go these days. It's basically saying the flightless birds and scheming green pigs take their feud to the next level. And if you've seen the trailer, it looks like they are joining forces, at least temporarily. So you and the fam, go check that one out. Another movie that's coming out this Friday is Good Boys. It is an adventure comedy, about 89 minutes long, and it is rated R. Three sixth grade boys ditch school and embark on an epic journey while carrying accidentally stolen drugs, being hunted by teenage girls, and trying to make their way home in time for a long-awaited party. It's starring Jacob Tremblay, Keith L. Williams, Brandy Noon, and Molly Gordon. This trailer actually looked like it's going to be fun. Like, it's going to be an hour and a half of giggles and oh no moments. So I am looking forward to seeing that one as well. Also coming out on this Friday, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. So I believe this is the sequel. Starring Sistine Rose Stallion, Nia Long, Corinne Fox. Oh, Jamie Foxx's daughter is in this. John Corbett. Four teenage girls diving in a ruined underwater city quickly learn they've entered the territory of the deadliest shark species in a claustrophobic labyrinth of submerged caves. I did not see the first one, so I think I want to see the first one first before seeing this movie. But I am also into all shark type movies, so this is right up my alley. I'm hoping it's good. If you see it, don't spoil it for me, but just give me a yeah, it was good, now don't waste your money kind of thing. Next coming up, Blinded by the Light. It is a comedy drama music situation that's PG-13, 117 minutes, starring Vivek Kara Covendier Gear, Mira Ganatra, Aaron Figura. I do apologize if I am butchering names. But in this 1987, during the austere days of Thatcher's Britain, a teenager learns to live life, understand his family, and find his own voice through the music of Bruce Springsteen. I am watching this just for that. I love me some Bruce Springsteen. There's a lot of stuff coming. I'm going to have to make some decisions. I can only see three movies this week. Next, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? It's a comedy drama mystery starring Kate Blanchett, Judy Greer, Kristen Wiig, Choin Bosario. A loving mom becomes compelled to reconnect with her creative passions after years of sacrificing herself for her family. A lot of women can relate to that. Her leap of faith takes her on an epic adventure that jumpstarts her life and leads to her triumphant rediscovery. So that might be something I want to see. It's PG-13. Next one is a documentary called Aquarella, directed by Victor Kozakowski. Sorry, Victor. Water is the main protagonist, seen in all its great and terrible beauty. Mountains of ice move and break apart as if they had a life of their own. Kosakowski's film travels the world from the precarious frozen waters of Russia's Lake Baikal and Miami in the throes of Hurricane Irma to Venezuela's mighty Angel Falls in order to paint a portrait of this fluid life force in all its glorious forms. Fragile humans experience life and death, joy and despair in the face of its power. I think that I might actually want to see this. I know my mom's not really into nature films, but this is like a documentary, so this is true story stuff. But I am intrigued about what all events did he do, because it sounds like he's got good, bad, and ugly going on here. So I'm intrigued to see exactly what's going on. NR rating a movie's coming out called Cold Case. Whoa. Hammerskjold. Go to IMDb or Fandango. I cannot pronounce this. It's also a documentary by director Mads Brügger. It's Danish director Mads Brügger and Swedish private investigator Göran, look his name up, are trying to solve the mysterious death of Dag Hammarskjöld as their investigation closes in. They discover a crime far worse than the killing of Secretary General of the United Nations. Ooh, like true story kind of. Dun, dun, dun. That'll be a good one to check out. It's 128 minutes. Next one is Awake. It's also an NR rating. Directed by Alexander Chernyev. It's a crime thriller. 92 minutes, a man wakes in hospital bed with no recollection of who he is and learns that he's wanted by the police for committing a series of murders. Oh, that's gotta suck. Waking up and not knowing who you are and you're wanted for committing murders. By the way, Malik Yoba's in this film. Francesca Eastwood is in this film. Hey, I wonder if that's one of Clint Eastwood's children, Francesca Eastwood. You know what? We should just look that up while we are in here to see if she is related to him. That would be so cool if she was. Oh, she married Clifton Collins Jr. I don't know if he's related. I can't tell if she's related to Clint Eastwood. Who's her parents? Yep. She's Clint Eastwood's daughter. Yep. So she's in that movie too, along with Jonathan Rhys Meyers and William Forsythe. Next is also a documentary biography, ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas. The story of how three oddball teenage bluesmen became one of the biggest, most beloved bands on the planet. Directed by Sam Dunn. So you have Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, Frank Beard, ZZ Top, all in this. So this will be a good music documentary to watch. It's 91 minutes long. There is no rating. Some more to note are a couple of dramas. The Second Son. Oh, wait, no, that came out in 2018. I wonder if they're making a comeback. You know how they play old stuff again? Let's see if there's anything else that's coming out. I don't think so. So there's a lot of movies that are coming out, and I'm sure there are a lot of DVDs that are coming out as well for you to check out. Let me know if you go see any of these new movies that are coming out this Friday. I want to know if they're good or bad to determine, see if I'm going to see what I'm going to see. I got three movies to watch this weekend. So I do know for a fact that I am watching Good Boys. Because that just looks like it's going to be all the way hilarious. So I do know that I'm watching that. I am undecided about Angry Birds or 47 Meters Down or Where'd You Go, Bernadette or Blinded by the Light. Oh, there's so many to choose from. So we'll see, and there'll be an update on what I thought of all the movies as well. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.